Hello.
Hello. I'm sorry, Mr. Former President. I don't mean to interrupt. How are you?
Well, we're very busy. We got a lot of going on. Lots going on here.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I was just talking about the national story that's going around about how the GOP smells blood after Herschel Walker lost, and you I guess were talking about throwing out the rules on the Constitution. What are your thoughts on that? It seems weird to me.
Well, you know, I've been saying it for so long. Do you throw out the presidential election results of 2020 and declare the rightful winner, or do you have a new election? It's massive fraud. You would know all about that, wouldn't you, Big Fraud Zane?
Well, no, I wouldn't. I like the name that you say, but I all right, let's just say that part of what you're saying is true, that the election was a fraud. But what about throwing out the Constitution? That's the big thing that's kind of catching people off guard.
Well, you got to look at it, and you got to wonder, Big Fraud Zane, you got to wonder, the founders, our wonderful founders, they wouldn't have wanted anything to go like this. I mean, look at what they're doing to those wonderful patriots from January 6th. Look at what they're doing to them. You know, I came out on Sunday and at my beautiful Mar-a-Lago, and I had a wonderful time telling people that we need to, if I'm president again, which we're going to be, you know, I'm going to be, because they're going to restore me. And I'm going to take care of those poor people from January 6th.
Yeah, I remember them. You said you loved them when they were destroying the building and attacking the cops. You said you loved them and you wanted them to go home.
Well, it's not all that different when you think about it from your fans, Eric. I'm always trying to get you to see we're not all that different, you and I. You got to think about it like this. You got to wonder. You can't really love America, can you, unless you can throw out the Constitution and reinstall the president.
Okay, well, it kind of sounds to me like you're doubling down on the statement. So when a person who's supposed to be an ally like Mitch McConnell, he's talking shit about you, Mr. President. What, I mean, how does that make you feel? This is a guy that's supposed to be on your side.
We all know Mitch McConnell's he's never been one to really stand behind anything. They never had anything. You know, he'll be back. Don't you worry. Next week, yeah. He'll fall in line like he always does. He's kind of a wishy-washy kind of a guy.
Yeah.
He'll understand that he was wrong, of course. You know he will.
Yeah.
He's going to be so wrong about it.
You could call him Wishwash Mitch.
Wishwash Mitch. That's great. See, Big Fraud Zane, this is why we got to get you on the campaign. I know you're running a big fraudulent campaign of your own up there in Michigan, getting all that money for that food giveaway. It's not all that different than running a campaign. You know, we're looking for people like you.
So the suggestion would be that I would take that money for the food campaign and spend it on myself like one big fraud.
That's right. You know, the thing is now they've got my taxes. Did you know this?
Yeah,
you
did. I did.
It's a witch hunt.
Yeah,
they got my taxes.
It's one thing after another, Mr. Former President. Hey, friends, it's your old pal EZ with my latest and greatest marketing partner, Mint Mobile. I know a lot of you have been through the ringer when it comes to costs with big wireless. As you know, what you see is never what you get. You ever have that happen where you get in there and you're like, okay, they're like, you're going to get this, this, and this, and this, and then you pay us this. And you go, oh, yeah. And then, like, you get the bill and you're like, what the hell just happened? It's like bait and switch. And then you call in and you realize that you're screwed. So you're like, oh my God, I might as well just keep overpaying for this. Never again. Enter Mint Mobile. You never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. I've done this. You should too. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to the rescue with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. My God! to get this new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month and give the other guys the big heave-ho. mintmobile.com/Zane. All right, fine print time. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to the $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50. In order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy. In order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GUNDRYMD.com/energy.
It does seem that things are kind of hot right now, but, you know, that's how it is when you're the most hunted man in American history. You got to look at the big picture. I've always told you, you have to look at the big picture. They've been doing this to me for almost 7 years now.
Right.
And they've never gotten me. You think they're going to get me on this?
No, I don't. I actually don't. I don't think that they will. I think you will live for another day, Mr. Former President.
Well, of course I will, because we're going to take that Constitution and I'm going to wipe my ass with
it. You're
going to
wipe your ass?
Sitting on the toilet.
You're going to... Mr. President, I've heard you say some terrible things before. About the grab them by the pee comments, but now you're talking about wiping your ass with the Constitution.
Well, it's just a copy, really, when you think about it. I mean, you can't get the real copy. I've got so many documents, by the way.
Right, I know. I heard about
that. I think they need to look into Hillary Clinton. You know, they've got All those emails, no one's ever looked for those.
No, that's true. That's true. She does have a lot of emails. That was always, that was a big point of the 2016 election. Make no mistake, she's a crook too.
And that's the thing. That's the thing. When you look at the Constitution, you know, big tech is working so closely with Democrats.
Right.
And our great founders did not want that, did they? They would not condone all this false and fraudulent election stuff.
I heard you mention the great food giveaway and how it's all a fraud. Would you blame that fraud on Big Ham or Big Grocery? Or, you know,
I would blame that on Big Fraud Zane. That's who I would blame that on.
You think I'm the fraudulent one?
Of course you are, Eric. That's why we want you so badly on the Trump campaign.
Mr. President, Mr. Former President, I cannot thank you enough for the time. It's always a pleasure speaking with you.
Of course it is. Of course it is. We got to get you down here to Mar-a-Lago sometime down here in beautiful Florida.
I'm going to be down there.
It's wonderful. You know, by the way, they've got the breakfast bagels at McDonald's. They're back. I had the steak, egg, and cheese this morning. It was so terrific. You got to have it. I heard you talking about breakfast sandwiches earlier.
Yes.
And I just had to throw that in there. I don't think yours is better than that.
I'm appreciative of you watching and being part of the Patreon membership to the Big Fraud Zane Show. And I'm telling you, Mr. President, if I showed up at Mar-a-Lago and made you one of my breakfast burritos, it would change your life, sir.
I don't think so. I'm more of a Diet Coke and Big McMuffin kind of guy. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Mr. Trump, I appreciate you so much, and thank you very much for your time once again.
We'll talk to you, Big Fraud.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. There you go. The former president weighing in on the GOP wanting to cut ties. Holy shit, you heard it right here. He's going to wipe his ass with the Constitution.